And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, starring Mr. Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo.
I ought to
Okay.
know.
That was, you can't be an actor if you're not right on the line. There's no flexibility here.
I was waiting for you to say Dave Isaac because, host Dave Isaac.
That's true.
You used to have the Dave song. He had a song about himself that just kept going, Dave, 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 Dave.
Oh, yeah, great lyrics.
You have a little, he thinks he's narrating.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. Or
you have
singing.
A little boombox walking down the street, kind of like in Wayne's Brothers movie where the guy had theme music and they had a group behind him with a boombox.
Oh,
that's what you have. But you're just holding it yourself, though, with the Dave, 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 Dave.
No, I have Alice holding it for me.
Actually, it sounds like
any more text from Alice?
For me. No, actually, not in the last 20 minutes.
She's probably listening to the interview we just had with Rami Malek, of course, plays Benjamin in Breaking Dawn Part 2. Mm-hmm. And if you want to hear that interview, it will be on probably tonight, I bet, on our website. Do you think so?
Yeah, within the next day or so at the latest on BreakRadioShow.com.
Yeah, absolutely. So listen to that. And now, are we going to have an interview with Maggie Grace, who's also in Breaking Dawn Part 2?
Yeah, we've got some exclusive pre-recorded interviews here with Maggie Grace and Mia Maestro. They also play vampires in the film. And let's recap what this installment is about. The Cullens gather other vampire clans in order to protect Edward, Robert Pattinson, and Bella's Kristen Stewart, newborn child, Renesmee, from a false allegation that puts the family in front of the Volturi. Those are the bad guys. This false allegation, that is done by Maggie Grace's character. She sees something that doesn't seem right to her, so she runs over to the Volturi, causes all these problems. So she is the cause of all of the problems that happen in Breaking Dawn Part 2.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so she's a big character here. And Maggie Grace and Mia Maestro play Arena and Carmen. They're members of the Denali clan, who, like the Cullens, are vegetarian vampires. What does that mean, Dave?
Well, that means they're the good ones.
Yeah, they don't harm humans.
Exactly.
They hunt deer and wild animals.
They don't want to harm humans, and they broke the addiction of human blood, which you got to say that's a tough challenge.
It is a tough challenge. It is a tough challenge, and I believe that Bella, I think Alice told us that Bella has some problems with that in this one, that she doesn't know if she can break that habit. So,
well, my neck is available.
Wow.
Bella, my Bella.
Oh, Alice just screamed, oh, no.
Oh, all right, Alice, I'm back with you.
So I got a chance to talk to them about a week ago, and again, this is an exclusive interview with Maggie Grace and Mia Maestro, and I asked them, first of all, about the Denali Coven, asked them to describe that.
We're part of the Denali clan, and we live in Alaska, and we're cousins to the Cullens, and we're a vegetarian clan, which means that we don't drink human blood. We have an amazing vampire coven. In fact, we've had reunions. We're planning one for next week. And sometimes we include a werewolf.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so they're having werewolf. Yeah, they have these reunions. I mean, wouldn't you like to have a reunion with Maggie Grace?
No
and
question about it,
yeah.
And Alice as well. Alice in Wonderland, in Alaska.
Yeah, so they're interesting characters. But then I mentioned to Maggie Grace how her character isn't very well received, and I asked her to expand upon that, and here's what she had to say.
Well, I think word on the street is she's a villain, and I just would like to point out that she's tragically misunderstood. It's all a misunderstanding. it was a lot of fun to play, and met some great friends on the movie as well. So it was quite a journey for everybody. It was about 6 months we shot Breaking Dawn Part 1 and 2 together, so didn't know people pretty well.
I imagine that's the way it is. I mean, could you imagine how well Taylor Lautner and Kristen Stewart and Edward, Robert Pattinson know each other by now after these installments?
Well, especially Edward and Bella. They actually were going out, broke up, and I understand they're back together again.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
I heard that.
The latest breakup was last week, the Biebs and Selena Gomez.
But is the director still directing the one that she sort of...
I honestly haven't read up on it, but I... We'll see.
Okay.
Snow White and the Huntsman, right?
Yeah, the sequel to it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're still making that sequel.
Yeah, hopefully everyone's getting along.
I think they are. Great characters, great people, and great talent.
Absolutely. And, you know, you asked this question kind of Rami a little bit earlier. You know, what was it like to join the cast? Because, this is a very established franchise, and so there's people that have been there for a long time. And again, I think there's been there's like 40 new vampires. So this is what she had to say about that.
That awkward lunchroom, where do I put down my tray moment never happened. It was like summer camp. It was a lot of fun. And, they've been working together for, six years, this kid. But it was a really welcoming group. I think they're also, they've done a few films now, so they were happy to have some new energy, too. You know, it was a lot more fun to hang out. The group of us, we were shooting in Baton Rouge and in Squamish, British Columbia. So beautiful places, but somewhat remote. So it's good that you're with a good group. You know?
Yeah. And, you know, they shot in these British Columbia, these great looking places, it comes across in the film. But now I asked them what they learned about themselves, and Mia had said that she really liked cross country skiing. She never knew that she would love that sport, and she said that that's where she kind of found her love of that, because in the downtime, that's what she did.
That's sort of cool.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going
to
learn.
No, you never do. You get to go. I mean, wouldn't you like to be an actor, go to these, you know, exotic locations?
I'd like to be a lead actor in Alice, the lead woman.
Absolutely. Rosalie.
So, but also, you know, this isn't just them joining the cast. You've also got them. The series is coming to an end. So they had this screening for the cast and crew. And I asked Mia, you know, how that was in the theater. And here's what she had to say.
Well, I think it was quite moving for a lot of people because, you know, when you see the movie, you realize that it's the end and it's the last one of them all. And Bill Condon, our director, did such a beautiful job just to, you know, celebrate everyone that was involved in the film and just, you know, just give the movie this wonderful ending that we cannot talk about because it's a surprise, but I'm sure the fans are just going to love it.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
What accents do they have?
She's a Spanish vampire. Maggie
sounds English, though.
No, I think she's Spanish.
But I mean,
sounds kind of English, yeah.
Oh.
Maggie Grace, she doesn't have an accent as far as I know.
She was
doing that on purpose to try to throw you off.
Yeah,
she knew you'd be listening.
Imogene Poots. Imogene Poots, where are you?
Who we had on last week.
Exactly.
But Mia, I also want to mention this, is that she's got a new EP out with, I believe she said, two new songs. I think it's on sale now.
Oh.
And she had a song on the Breaking Dawn Part 1 soundtrack. That's also on the EP. And she shot a music video for Breaking Dawn Part 2. I believe that's also available. And Maggie Grace said that she got a chance to see that, and it was just beautiful.
Nice.
I think the DP for Breaking Dawn shot this, so very cool. And now Maggie Grace, we've seen her a few places before, right?
Taken,
she was in Taken, yep. And Taken 2. Mm-hmm. I asked her, I actually
is
asked her.
Is that Taken also or Taken 2? Or is that Take 2 like in the movies? Take
well,
2.
They're making a third one, so I don't know what you'd call that
take
one.
Take 3,
yeah.
So, take me, Alice.
But now you saw Taken 2, right?
I didn't see
you
that
didn't
yet.
See
I
that.
Saw
okay.
Taken, first Taken.
Right, well, she plays the
and
daughter.
And I was taken by that. I liked
you
it.
You were. I was taken by both of them. And Maggie Grace, she plays the daughter of Liam Neeson. And Taken 2, Taken also, whatever you want to call it, we start a movement. She has some nice moments where she, action-packed moments, I'll say, where she's trying to rescue or help Liam Neeson with the situation. And I asked her, you know, maybe in the third one, maybe they kidnap Liam Neeson and you take over and rescue him for once.
Bring Rami Malek in.
She
you
loved
know,
that
a lot
idea.
She did?
She said she's going to bring it up to Luc Besson.
Do
so.
You get credit for it?
I hope so. I should have. I shouldn't have mentioned it to her without maybe.
We're on the air now. Everyone's going to write
wow.
to the director.
Yeah, that's
or
terrible.
Or the producer.
But she was also in Lockout earlier this year.
Uh-huh. Lockout
is a science fiction film.
Oh, is that the National Hockey League you're talking about? Oh, that's different, right, Greg?
Yeah. That was a great film where the lead actor literally fell from the sky out of a spaceship and landed on Earth safely, but still did that. So. Very oh. interesting film.
Wow.
But she also, if you recall, she was on Lost. Remember Lost, that TV show?
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams?
Didn't our cousin have something to do with it?
I believe so, yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I never actually watched the show, but
me neither.
One of those shows that
but
you always hear great things
well,
about.
Well, your cousin, my nephew, niece. My niece.
Nephew.
Your nephew.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, niece.
I'm just trying to throw you
wow.
off.
No,
it's funny.
Niece.
Yeah. I just
the
see
niece
your
and
hair
the
sticking up. Yeah.
Well, I was a big fan of Lost.
I think it's a she.
It's Tammy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a big fan of Lost, and you know, I thought she was great on the show. And I asked her, you know, if J.J. Abrams had ever, you know, if he were to ask you, as they say on Lost, you know, Maggie, we have to go back to the island. I said, would you be interested in doing that? And here's what she had to say.
Basically, what you're asking is, would I be amicable to going to Oahu to shoot with some of my best friends from what commensurate to sort of my college years? That's a yes. That's a no-brainer. But I don't know if Damon Lindelof and J.J. Abrams are really considering such a thing.
Yeah, it's kind of an obvious, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, you want to go to Hawaii?
I'll go too. What the heck? Twist my arm. Wow, so she was in Lost?
Yeah, she was in Lost. She was in the...
I heard that was very popular, right?
It was a good show. Yeah, I mean, I've heard it's good. I obviously, as I mentioned, haven't seen it, but it's one of those shows when it was on the air, you know, whenever you talk to people, they always go, hey, did you see last night's Lost?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, I want to. Haven't seen it yet. Still haven't seen it, but at some point I will.
Oh, you're just a lost soul.
Well, it's like, you know, my favorite show right now, you know, is, you know, obviously
what?
Family Guy. I love but Dexter, but I actually missed the first three seasons and didn't join until the fourth season. I'm like, what have I been missing? I love this.
That's still on there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, one more season after this current season.
And then what happens?
And then bye-bye.
Why?
And we'll have to,
if it's so successful.
Make sure to have the DVDs. Well, you can only go so far.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a point where you got to pull the plug a little bit
before the creative juices stop flowing.
Like Star Trek, the plug was pulled,
and then they put other plugs.
J.J. Abrams, who made Lost, he's made Star Trek, the new
Excellent.
One and the sequel.
Oh, mm-hmm. Not the old one.
No, not the old one.
Oh darn.
No, the new
I
one.
I like the old one.
You don't like the new one?
The new one's good.
All right.
Okay.
But not as good as the old one?
Why is everything a choice with him?
Exactly. Rosalie? Alice. Not with Greg. Both. Okay.
We can like two different kinds of pies.
Oh, yeah. Coconut and banana cream.
Right.
Okay. All right. So we got some. Oh, so we're done with the.
Yeah, we're
interviews.
Done with that. I mean, we can. We just want to, again, stress the importance of listening to the show next Thursday on
yes.
Thanksgiving. We've got, I believe, Alice has told us a lot of awesome things.
A couple things to bring up, and I'm just going to bring it back up here. Mm-hmm. And we've gone over this a little throughout this show today. Is for Dave, she mentioned that it looks like he's going to be purchasing a new DVD on Black Friday. So early Friday morning, of course, after Thanksgiving at 3 a.m. at Kmart. I don't know if Dave shops at Kmart or not,
nope.
But I believe he's going to be this coming up Friday, either Breaking Dawn Part 1 or The Hunger Games. As
no,
Alice
I'm buying
there.
Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Well, okay, well, she's saying or, so she knows that you like to do the choice game, so I think that's why she's saying it.
It's too bad she doesn't know which Kmart, because I think that, you know, fans would love to come out and meet Dave
while he's
buying, choosing between these two.
That's right.
There's a guy over there. There's Dave.
You know, we should have a movie party.
Yeah.
You know, invite fans. In fact, we should, you know what would be great?
Studio audience.
Yeah. We haven't done that yet, and we want to do that. There's enough room here. I think we could get a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
And give away DVDs,
Ooh,
give
like
away maybe movie tickets.
Movie tickets, advanced screenings.
I think, oh, yeah.
We did some limericks earlier. They can make up limericks on the spot. How much fun would that
here,
be?
A bring whole
them
2 hours
studio
of this.
And, yeah. Wow, we're doing strategic planning live right here on the radio.
Oh,
can you believe it?
Alice says she approves of that. Yeah.
And who does Alice say that we've got interviewed next week?
Yeah, let's see what Alice is saying.
Who
with
we
that.
Have. I think we had some good movie reviews, but I think we had Matthew Quick, didn't we?
Yeah, Matthew Quick.
Alice is mentioning that. Yeah, she's talking about Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper's movie, Silver...
Linings
playbook. Yeah, she's taking a while.
I'm
going to
call you Dave.
I'm going to have to talk to her about that. I'm looking forward to seeing
one
that.
One word at a time.
Alice is just mentioning again that we were talking about Zings, and she is under the impression, telling us, she's saying that she's potentially seeing a 5 Zing and a onesie. Wow. Or as we would say, five zings.
Well, should we mention the movies that we plan to review next
yeah,
week?
Yeah, let's mention those movies because they're coming out. I think they're coming out on Wednesday. Well, of course, a couple of them are coming out tomorrow.
And then she's also saying All in Between, which I'm getting the impression that she feels that each movie that you review might have a different zing, perhaps. So we'll see what Alice is talking about there, hopefully.
She can zing in the future.
I think she can.
That's a different...
Well, Twilight, yeah. I think we've exhausted that for
well,
at least
not really.
Today's
gonna...
show. For today's
yeah,
show.
For today's show.
But
she said absolutely not.
10 p.m.
quick text.
Right.
In fact, she texted me before she
because
finished.
She knew what we were going to be talking about. Okay. Except for Silver Linings Playbook. She was a little late on that. We apologize for you, Alice. Oh, she's mad. This isn't good.
Wow, yeah. Okay. So that one's 10 p.m. tonight, Twilight. You can start seeing that one. Of course, Lincoln opens tomorrow, so Friday, and that stars Daniel Day-Lewis as who else? President Abraham Lincoln. This Must Be the Place also opens. That is a movie starring Sean Penn. Mm. And then
Life of Pi?
Life of Pi, that opens on Wednesday. So you can go check out Life of Pi on Wednesday. That's that movie, if you see advertised about the Bengal tiger on the lifeboat with the young man. Mm-hmm. Red Dawn, that's Chris Hemsworth, Josh Peck, Josh Hutcherson, a remake of the 1987 flick. That comes out on Wednesday as well. And, of course, Silver Linings Playbook, thanks, Alice, with Bradley Cooper and Robert De Niro and Jennifer Lawrence. And so those are all coming out on Wednesday. I think there's also Hitchcock. You can go check out this weekend a couple of Hitchcock's old films. And what else do we have? We have Rise of the Guardians on Wednesday. Lots of exciting movies.
Yeah,
Anna Karenina as well on Wednesday.
And Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Yeah. See, on the show, we will review all those movies.
That's going to be great. And an interview with Matthew Quick, who wrote the book, Silver Lining Playbook.
That's a good call there by Alice, because she was mentioning that. She was just saying Bradley Cooper, and then she was saying Silver Linings, and it took me a second to realize, oh, yeah, you're talking about the movie.
We'll forgive her. She's got a lot going on today. She's, I think, standing in line with the fans entertaining
them. She must be. Yeah.
I bet so. And then we'll talk on Thursday, Thanksgiving, next Thursday, about Black Friday.
Yeah, we'll give you all the deals, the Black Friday deals. If you're one that goes out and want to get some DVDs for a dollar or a penny, who knows what the deals are going to be. We're going to tell you about them live on the air next Thursday on Thanksgiving.
This is so exciting. So this has been quite a start of the Twilight series that we're really really excited about. You are the lucky one that's already seen the movie.
As well as those eight people that won the passes to last night's screening because they listened to the show, they went to examiner.com, and they submitted lyrics.
Oh, that's very cool.
Limericks, sorry.
Oh.
Lyrics.
Lyrics.
I actually believed you.
That's funny because right before that, Alice texted me something about music. So, who knows?
Yeah, so stay tuned for, of course, more action here on the magazine. We'll be having a live studio audience and giveaways, movie tickets. More DVD giveaways. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have interviews with the stars and all sorts of fun events. Everyone loves entertainment.
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I certainly do.
It takes their mind off of things. It elevates their state of mind, and people want to enjoy. Why not enjoy? But this was so cool today because having Rami Malek on the show was just fantastic. What a talent. We wish him all the luck going forward. And you're going to see him in Breaking Dawn Part 2. So how do people read your great stuff? Mr. Joseph Ardo.
Hi, Ardo.
Go to examiner.com and type in my name or click on the arts and entertainment section. Or again, go to google.com and search for Examiner Joseph Ardo, A-I-R-D as in dog, O, or pick up AZ Weekly Entertainment Magazine on newsstands throughout the valley. Or if you want, you can go to the website. But I would prefer you to pick up the hard copy. You got to have the paper in your hands, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. And, Greg, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can read my sports article, sportsbreakthrough.com. And you'll hear me on here.
And how do they get in touch with me? Well, I'm on 5 days a week here on KXXT, 10 a.m.
He'll be at Kmart, 3 a.m. on Black Friday.
Oh, that's which one, though? Alice didn't tell me. So.
Okay. Alice doesn't live here anymore.
Kmart, any Kmart.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's right. And listen to replay of this show, breakradioshow.com. Go to archives, and you'll see the magazine. Hear all the great guests that we've had. Everyone have a great, great night. We'll be back tomorrow. Right, Greg? On Breakthrough Sports. A lot of sports action. And next Thursday, Thanksgiving. That special Thanksgiving show. Have a good night.